I've never seen half the world celebrate one website going down like we saw yesterday, Facebook cratering and Instagram and all the Facebook properties, you know, and half the world just all at once scream, what, Facebook's down? That's awesome. Yeah, right? Everybody's like, yes, finally, stay down, right? People were partying. Celebrate good times. Come on. Do, Zuckerberg sucks. Yeah. People were so happy, you know, and it just goes to show you, first of all, Facebook is a scourge on humanity. All of big tech is just horrible for humanity. And we would be much better off, of course, if Facebook stayed down forever. And everybody was laughing, having a good time when the employees of Facebook couldn't even get into their offices because their key cards didn't work. So they bleep, denied, you know, couldn't get in. We're all just laughing like crazy. But of course, what really happened? Well, we're going to talk about that today. This is a situation update for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. Thank you for joining me. And the Facebook going offline. A lot of theories about what's going on. Some people think it was a warning shot across the bow of big tech. Other people think it was white hats going to work and starting to take down some of the evil forces. And I'm with that. That sounds great. I hope that's happening. You know, there's been a lot of failures at banks around the world as well. I think Bank of America was down somewhat yesterday or the day before. About 20 banks were down last week all around the world. So there are banking failures. Have you noticed how everything's fallen apart too? Because it wasn't even just Facebook that was down. And these outages are happening more frequently. So yeah, things are falling apart. The main theme of what we're going to get to today here, in fact, is, well, gosh, the world is crumbling, but we're headed towards war. There's a potential war between China and Taiwan, and maybe even involving India. We're going to talk about that. And we are going to get into the news pretty much in depth today. There's a U.S. government financial crisis, a possible default scenario that seems to be emerging. And there's new evidence that China ordered a bunch of PCR tests in early 2019. 2019, yes, before COVID. Oh, how did they know to order all the PCR tests? Whoa, that's amazing. There's news out of New Zealand, news out of Israel. The stock market trading for the Evergrande property developer in China has been halted. Oh, something else has gone down. There's a big pharma scandal that has erupted in Australia, and it's taken down Australian Premier Barra Jiklian and six of her Jiklian apostles, whatever. I can't pronounce her name. I'm not even trying. She's gone anyway. And then there's the Pandora Papers that have exposed apparently all the trillions of dollars of money that wealthy people are, I don't know, shoveling and funneling all around the world. If you wonder where all that COVID stimulus money went, it's in the Pandora Papers. Yeah, it's the connected wealthy elite loading up on yachts and whatever else they buy, you know, islands. If you're buying an island, you know, you're probably part of the elite, you know, wealthy, connected, insider elite. You're probably getting kickbacks somewhere if you can buy an island. I mean, geez, we're lucky in Texas to be able to buy a pond. You know, what is that? Is that a puddle? No, that's a pond. That's a feature of this real estate listing. I'm like, what is that over there? Is that a burned out barn? Oh, no, that's the primary residence. And the listing is only $800,000. Yeah, this. Oh, and in the listing, it did say some touch-ups required. Oh, you mean all the smoke damage? Did you see that the other day? There was a home, I don't even think it was in Texas, in a, I don't know, some city in the U.S. It had all burned out. I mean, it had been completely on fire, and it still sold for $400,000 as is. It's like, welcome to your new home. Yes, you can still smell the ashes, but at least The black mold has been burned off the walls. That's the good news. Thank you. Yes. All right. Well, welcome. Amazing. All right. So we're going to get into all that and much more. Brighttown.tv is now on international Roku. Yeah. So Roku, apparently it has a U.S. domestic subset of channels that you can watch. And Brighttown.tv has been active on domestic Roku for quite some time, but now it has been accepted for international Roku. So wherever you are listening to this podcast, you want to watch Brighttown.tv on Roku, you can now do it, even from Afghanistan and countries in Africa, countries in South America, all over the world. So check that out. Enjoy Brighttown.tv. It's live shows 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And also coming up this weekend, we are broadcasting. Oh, yes, it's the COVID Symposium, GodSaveOurChildren.com. That's it. COVID Symposium. A lot of doctors talking about what's going on, the truth about COVID, and things you can do to save yourself. So check that out, Brighttown.tv. All right, we're going to get into the news here shortly, but just one more comment on the Facebook situation. You know, really, people celebrated when Facebook was down, and we all wish that big tech would just be, I don't know, seized, arrested, charged with crimes against humanity, because they're all complicit in covering up the truth about COVID, right? You can't even post a COVID vaccine death account, an obituary, where someone died of the vaccine. You post that and it's, oh, fact check, oh, the vaccines are safe for everyone. She died from the vaccine. We covered that yesterday. 37-year-old innocent woman died from the vaccine. Gave her thrombosis, a totally fatal condition, killed her. But oh, fact check, it couldn't have been a vaccine, right? Don't you just want to strangle these tech giants? You know, it's not an... This is why everybody cheered when Facebook went down. And I think a great business idea. Somebody should sell like an inflatable Mark Zuckerberg doll, you know, so you could just punch it every once in a while and it would pop back up and you just punch it again. You know, you could set it at the chair by your breakfast nook and it's like, oh, good morning, Mark Zuckerberg. You know, talk to it like Will Smith in I Am Legend. Remember when he was talking to the mannequins in the video rental store? Right. And he was getting kind of lonely from living by himself for so long. And there was a female mannequin. And he's like, oh, yo, what's up, girl? And he's like, oh, really? Oh, no, you're looking at me. And you could do that to your inflatable Zuckerberg at your breakfast nook. Right. Oh, oh, you want some coffee for breakfast, Zuckerberg? Oh, how about a elbow sandwich? Yeah. Chow on that. And we'll get you a knuckle sandwich for lunch. Just start punching that. Somebody, this is a great business idea, honestly. Inflatable Mark Zuckerberg. No, truly, it would be like a catharsis tool for people who have been deplatformed by Facebook. And, you know, instead of lashing out in the real world, they could just take their inflatable Mark Zuckerberg and drown it in their bathtub. And no one's harmed. It's just a piece of plastic, right? It's catharsis. It's the thought that counts. You know what that would sound like? Knocking on the bathroom door, your wife be like, honey, what are you doing in there? I hear splashing. Don't worry, honey. It's fighting back. This one has incredible buoyancy. You know, give me a safety pin. Let's end this now. Quality family time. And speaking of that, have you heard that Fauci has canceled Christmas? Right? He said he's not sure if families will be able to get together this Christmas. Fauci, who are you kidding? Families are already ripped apart thanks to you, you son of... I mean, the families aren't even trying to get together this Christmas thanks to you. Look what you did. You ripped America to shreds already, you lunatic. For some reason, I have flying monkeys on the mind from The Wizard of Oz because they look like demons with wings. And I think Fauci's just the right size to fit into that flying monkey costume. So we could maybe film a recreation of The Wizard of Oz with, like, Fauci monkeys. That would be absolutely perfect. And they'd have Fauci as a guest on CNN, and the host would ask him, like, Dr. Fauci, should we all be wearing triple or quadruple masks this Christmas, if we do decide to get together with those dirty, unvaccinated family members? Should we wear triple masks? And Fauci would just be like, and the CNN host, oh, that's a yes from our top science advisor right there. We are pro science here at CNN. This is worse than the cats from yesterday. Remember the cat nuns? Meow, 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 meow. Now today it's Fauci. And because none of it makes any sense anyway. I mean, you think I'm mocking this? No, they mock themselves. Flip-flop Fauci is up there. You got to have more masks now or no masks later and get more vaccines. And the children shouldn't be vaccinated. Then they should be vaccinated. And then at the end of it, he's always like, and beware, there's going to be another bioweapon, you know, that, yeah, because you worked on it. We've got stories about that today. I'm sorry, I'll stop goofing around here, but it's just so true. They mock themselves. I can't even begin to mock them to the degree that they're already doing it. All right, getting into the actual news today. Sorry about that. Check out this 27-second video. This is just so sad. There's a woman who... She happens to be a black woman, and she has been busted for this elaborate KKK hate hoax in Georgia. Allegedly, we'll say allegedly. She's expected to turn herself in. Check out this 27 seconds from the local newscast about this woman named Teresha.
A Douglas County woman accused of infecting fear into the hearts of her neighbors is expected to turn herself in this week. Investigators say Teresa Lucas wrote and placed threatening notes into multiple mailboxes. The letters claimed to be from a white male member of the Ku Klux Klan. Police found evidence that linked Lucas to what was going on, and she's now facing 8 months of making terroristic threats, 8 counts.
All right, so as you heard from that little newscast there, this woman this woman writes letters self-identifying as a Ku Klux Klan member. She imagined herself to be a 6-foot-tall white male with a long red beard. And she was using the N-word, kind of a smattering of N-words throughout the letter, talking about the KKK and how she wants to hang people and kill families and set houses on fire. And then she put these letters in people's mailboxes up and down the road. This is not a genius-level idea, but... See, you know, she's going to be turning herself in, reportedly. She got caught somehow. Maybe this was not a well-thought-out hate crime. But my question is, why is the media not accepting that she self-identifies as a 6-foot-tall white male with a long red beard? Because I thought trans racism was in full play right now. I thought if we could be transgendered, right, if bearded men can have babies... why can't this Teresha Lucas, black woman, why can't she be a white man who is a member of the Ku Klux Klan? I think the media is inconsistent. I think they should report this as an actual KKK threat from someone who, for the moment, self-identified as a KKK member. I think they're discriminating against her for not accepting her temporary self-identity. So there you go. See? I'm just shocked. Why do they assume she's who she appears to be? maybe she actually is a member of the KKK. Who knows? But no, on a serious note, have you noticed how many of these hate hoaxes will turn out to be hoaxes? I mean, the hate crimes, people spray painting swastikas, sometimes backwards, they can't get it right. It's like, which way do the arms go on, you know? Or they're setting fires to, you know, or graffiti, threatening letters, posting letters, sometimes on retail establishments, like, you know, no colors allowed here, right? Like they think anybody's going to believe that this is happening for real in 2021. And how many times does it turn out to be often an angry young black person who has been taught the art of victimhood? See, this is what universities are teaching our youth today, the art of victimhood. But that's, of course, only if you are a person of color. If you're a white person, then it's the art of you being an evil oppressor. right? And then they claim, after teaching the white people that you're evil oppressors and the people of color that you're victims, then the university says, we're all about love and tolerance and bringing people together. No, you are separating people. You are segregating people. Some of these universities have brought back segregation. They literally have areas like student union areas now that are basically labeled coloreds only. I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought we went through this in the 1950s and 60s, and I thought we already decided this issue and realized that segregating people, separating society by skin color is a horrible idea. That if we're going to live together and learn to live with each other and coexist, then we have to share the same spaces. I shouldn't even say have to. I mean, we should enjoy each other. We should learn from each other. We should embrace each other, not say, oh, coloreds only, and then some other room next door, whites only. But I guess you can't even say that. That, you know, that would be crazy racist stuff. But the hate hoaxes are out of control. And I am waiting for the moment as this supply line collapse continues to get worse and worse, and the grocery stores are increasingly empty, and the supply lines are all breaking down, the gas stations don't work, and so on. How much you want to bet you're going to see the victimhood class, which are very often the college students of color who have been taught this, how much you want to bet they're going to burn down their cities, and somehow they're going to blame whites for it. It's like, you set your own city on fire. And why'd you do that? It's like, because you're full of hate. Okay. All right, let's leave. Let's get out of here before the fire spread. I mean, I don't know what to say. I've lived in Texas for over a decade and still have not met an actual racist. Maybe I should go on a kind of like a tour to try to find one. You know, a quest for the racist tour. Like, where can we find one? Organically, I haven't run into one. Haven't seen one. And I live in rural Texas. Not a racist in sight. What, are they hiding? Are they hiding behind the Lost Pines? Right? Where are they hiding underneath the overpasses in the tents? No, those are the homeless white liberals in Austin. They're not racist. They're homeless. And a lot of them are veterans, too. You know, sadly, they're not being given the treatment that they deserve for helping to stand up for this country when they served in the military. So they're just being dumped on the curb. And like, good luck. The VA hospital no longer serves you. Here, go have a tent. But that's what America has come to today. Now, in addition to trying to divide people by race, they're, of course, trying to divide people by vaccination status. So that's kind of a division by what's in your blood. Like, if you have spike protein bioweapons circulating in your body, then you're A-OK. You're accepted in society. You got just enough poison in your veins to be allowed to spread it to others at a local concert or to ride on an airplane where you can disperse spike protein in the air to infect other passengers. Welcome aboard, sir. Right? So if you have spike protein, if you've been injected, you're welcome to spread it. But if you don't have bioweapons coursing through your veins, then you are considered filthy. Look at you, so filthy and dirty. You're not allowed to go anywhere. Even if you have natural immunity, you're filthy because you're not sufficiently infected with the spike protein. Think about the reversal of this and then how they're using it for segregation. You're not allowed to participate in society. Well, one hospital system has gone one step further. The Ochsner Health Systems has sent out a letter informing its employees that they will be fined $100 per salary check, which is, I guess, every 2 weeks. They're going to be fined $100 every check, every pay period, for having an unvaccinated spouse that's on the same health plan. Oh, your dirty, filthy husband who's unclean, who has not embraced the spike protein, right? If you're a dirty, filthy, clean husband, you're going to get a $100 fine per paycheck. Now, notice that they didn't even do this with AIDS, you know, which acquired immune deficiency syndrome. They didn't even do it with AIDS. I mean, think about the backlash of that in the gay community if insurance companies or hospitals or employers had said in the late 1980s and all throughout the 1990s, if you have a filthy AIDS spouse at home, right, you're going to be fined an extra $100. Can you imagine the outcry from the gay community on that? How dare you? How dare you judge us for what's in our blood? How dare you judge us for our infection status? But now you're judged filthy if you're not infected. How did we get to this point? How did the insanity get spun up to this level? Where if you're actually a clean-blooded person, right, you're not infected, you don't have COVID, you don't have the spike protein, you kept the graphene oxide out of your blood, you're condemned as a horrible, horrible person, and you're going to be fined. And you're probably going to lose your job, too, because that's the other thing that's happening all over America and around the world is the healthcare workers and the airline workers, the transport workers, supply chain workers, we went through this yesterday, who have natural immunity because they were already infected. And all the studies show that natural immunity is the best defense against COVID, works far better than a vaccine. But if you have natural immunity, you're fired because you refuse to be injected with the spike protein, you know, demonic molecule. Just wow. And frankly, that reminds me of an old song of Peter Gabriel called Not One of Us. Not one of us. No, you're not one of us. Not one of us. Not one of us. Oh, yeah, you. No, you're not one of us. That's Peter Gabriel for you right there, singing about segregation, basically. And I guess it's back in style among leftists and vaccine pushers. They just want to push everybody away while they commit needle suicide. And frankly, what are you waiting for? Why not go get extra booster shots right now? If you want to destroy yourself and exterminate yourself, why are you making us wait for that outcome? Just hurry up and get that done. Please do it. I mean, take your needles. When you're done with your needles, we'll use them to pop the Mark Zuckerberg blow-up dolls, okay? Two for one right there. Bonus round. Okay, moving on to today's ruh-roh section. Singapore reports the worst daily number of COVID-19 cases despite high vaccination rate. This is from the Epoch Times, October 4th. Singapore hit its record daily number of COVID-19 infections. We're number one since the start of the pandemic, despite vaccinating the majority of its population. Oh yes, the Southeast Asian city-state recorded a new high of 2,909 COVID-19 cases on October 1st, the Ministry of Health said in a statement, but noted that more than 98% of infected individuals have mild or no symptoms. Wait a second. Why do you think they have COVID if they have no symptoms? Oh, that's right, because they took a PCR test. What's the PCR test testing for? The existence of one or more protein sequences that are found in the vaccine. So, hey, you geniuses at the Singaporean Ministry of Health, you geniuses. And by the way, I'm not insulting them any more than I am geniuses in the US at the CDC, but hey, you geniuses, you injected people with spike protein and then you use a PCR test to confirm that they have spike protein, and then you called it COVID-19, and then you're freaking out about how many cases you have. It's like it's almost as if you lined up 1,000 of your citizens and you just smacked them in the face with hammers, and you're like, why are all the broken nose statistics going higher? We're having an epidemic of broken noses as you're smacking them around. Are you stupid? Or no, I guess the question is, how stupid could you possibly be? And again, this isn't anything against Singapore, because they're doing the same thing in Canada, they're doing the same thing in the US, they're doing the same thing, frankly, all over the world at this point, the UK, France, Germany, it's all the same thing. It's like, we inject you with a sequence of genetic code, or a virus protein sequence, we inject you with it, and then we test you for it, and then we find it, and then we go, oh my God, COVID's getting horrible. You are injecting people with the same thing you're testing for. My God, I'm sorry, I have to control myself. It's like if you were testing for mercury and you had people eating old mercury thermometers. Here, everybody, chew on this thermometer. It's really delicious. Crunchity crunch. Oh my gosh, we have an epidemic of mercury. Is this not the dumbest science ever that you've... I mean, it's just... will humanity even survive? I don't know. Honestly, I'm almost speechless at the moment. You know, and then they say, when these vaccinated people test positive for COVID, they call it a breakthrough. It's not a breakthrough. It's a confirmation that you just injected them with it. 80% of people in Singapore have been vaccinated. 80%. I know some good people in Singapore. I've been in touch with them, and they're really well informed, and they're on top of this, you know, and they're not part of the 80%. That's for sure. But Singapore, by and large, has been a nation city that is very much into obey, you know, or you get the cane. So it's been, when I was in Singapore, which was quite a number of years ago, I remember I was riding in a taxi cab and I said to the guy, I said, wow, your city is so clean, because I had just been in Hong Kong before that, you know, and Hong Kong is a filthy cityscape, we'll just put it that way, kind of filthy. And then you go into Singapore, you're like, wow, this city is really clean. And the taxi driver turned to me, he said, yeah, the government here has cleaned the city, cleaned my pockets, and cleaned my mind. It's like, the Singapore people, they know that it's a totalitarian police state. So some of them, at least 20%, have decided not to go along with the spike protein suicide death shot. And then the other 80% are wondering, why did we test positive? Because you got injected with it. Just go figure. Cause and effect. It's amazing how that works. And then now moving over to Israel, because this is an equal opportunity criticism exercise. In Israel, the minister of health was caught on a hot mic saying to the minister of interior, love all these ministers, we're so important. He said, quote, there is no medical or epidemiological justification for the COVID passport. It is only intended to pressure the unvaccinated to vaccinate. Now, he didn't realize he was, you know, on the hot mic at that moment. He wouldn't say that publicly to the public, not on purpose, but that's what they say to each other. So they know this is all a total fraud. They know the vaccine passports, they have no basis in real science or medicine. It's just a tool of coercion. And in Israel, they have higher obedience rates than Singapore. In Israel, they have something like 86% vaccine uptake rates or something in that neighborhood. It's pretty incredible. And Israel prided itself at first, you know, saying, oh, we're the first to hit, you know, 70%. That's not something to be proud of. It's like being the first to jump off a cliff. It's like, we were at the front of the herd of suicide people. Yeah, that's, you shouldn't be bragging about that, frankly, is all I'm saying. You know, especially when you claim that Israel has a right to exist, right? Which it does. I mean, I think every nation has a right to exist. But then why are you killing your own country? Why are you committing national suicide when you're surrounded by other nations that pretty much aren't taking the vaccine at those same insane rates? You know, let's just be clear about it. I mean, I'm sorry that anybody's taking the vaccine. I don't wish death upon anybody, and you know, not the Palestinians, not the Israelis, not the Jordanians. Nobody. I don't want anybody to die from the vaccine. Everybody's got a right to live as far as I'm concerned. But you look at the populations and what they're doing, and it's like, suicide central right there. Wasn't me. I was hands off. I didn't go to Israel and tell people to take the jab. They did that on their own. It must be all these ministers talking to each other, you know, behind the scenes. Isn't this hilarious? Look how many sheeple we got to line up and kill themselves. And these are Israelis talking about other Israelis. It's mind-blowing, folks. Mind-blowing. There's someone I know who actually took the jabs because they said, they were watching Israel very early on, and they said, well, Israel's got the best doctors and the best scientists. They got the best vaccines. The Israelis know what they're doing, and I'm taking the vaccine. And then they said, clearly the Israelis wouldn't want to kill their own people. And I'm like, point of order. Are you sure about that one? Because I'm looking at Israel right now, and they seem to be pretty much in the same business of genocide as every other country. There's not like some magical Israeli immunity to the spike protein, right? They're getting it just like everybody else. So no, I don't think you can assume that the Israeli leaders aren't going to kill Israeli people. I think they're pretty much on board with that, frankly, at this point. Just like America's leaders are killing Americans, just like Canadian's leaders are killing Canada, and, you know, dare we venture to Australia? You know, we have to be very quick about that before Andrews comes after us with a baseball bat. And maybe we'll hop over to New Zealand, where they've now announced they're no longer going to follow the zero COVID strategy because it doesn't work. That's in the news. They're not going to try to have zero infections because they locked down the entire nation for one infection. Not even an infection. Just one person tested positive via PCR, and they locked down the entire country. Ruin how many people's lives and small businesses and paychecks and supply lines and all that for one person testing positive, which isn't even a legitimate test. I mean, the insanity knows no bounds. So let me wrap up this section with a summary here, folks. It's not about which country or which nationality or even which ethnic group we're talking about. This applies to Israelis and Africans and Canadians and Japanese and Chinese and Australians and everything, everybody. Your government is the problem. Your governments are committing genocide against you. It is your governments doing this to you. They are doing it on purpose. It is a coordinated effort. This is a depopulation agenda. And if you go along with it, then you are being, by definition, depopulated. And you notice that the ADE effects get worse over time, so we're headed into the dark winter die-off all by design. And then there are people who are even stupid enough to come along and say, give me a booster! Because, you know, the headaches and the tingling sensations weren't bad enough from the first couple of shots. You know, the days in bed trying to get your energy back as your heart is trying to pump the micro-clotted blood sludge through your body. Ka-thum, ka-thum, ka-thum. And you're like, this is awesome. Let's do this again, but let's get more of it, right? So people lining up for the third booster shot and the fourth booster shot, you know, until at one point they're going to be dragging themselves in like one leg's not working, walking like zombies. Arr, fifth booster shot, you know. And I'm sure the pharmacist will be, yes, you need a fifth booster shot. Obviously, the first four didn't work. You need another. And as they inject you with a fifth booster shot, you know, half your face stops working. It's Bell's palsy. It's those damn anti-vaxxers that they caused all of this. It's like, no, really? Like, how can these people look in the mirror and watch their bodies fall apart and blame the anti-vaxxers? You know, Ted Nugent was on a conservative news program, and the host was asking Ted Nugent, hey, Ted, what do you think about the people who took the vaccine? Don't you think they might have a point where they're concerned about their safety and they want to be healthy and alive and safe from COVID? And Ted Nugent said, oh, yeah, I speak their language. I understand. I speak their language. And then he paused and he goes, meh. And the host is, did you just call them sheeple? And Ted Nugent's like, meh. Good job, Ted. That's really all that needs to be said. It's incredible. And I can even understand people who got tricked into the first shot, you know, and then had some of the side effects. It's like, oh my gosh, my eyeballs felt like they were falling out of my face. I can understand. You take the first shot and you learn the lesson. You're like, never again, not that. But then who are the people taking the third and the fourth and lining up? And did you hear some people are faking like they haven't been vaccinated so they can get extra boosters? Oh, yeah. There are now vaccine junkies, which is a category I didn't realize was going to exist. I thought we were going to go straight into vaccine zombies, but apparently there's kind of a middle ground of vaccine junkies. And they love the needle so much. They're running around the country. This was reported by National File and others. They're running around the country pretending to be unvaccinated. And then, of course, all of these vaccine clinics are like, you're unvaccinated? Come on in. Come on. Oh, we got the vaccine for you. Line up. Oh, which arm do you want? You want both arms? You know, they just can't wait to vaccinate you so they can convert a new person, they think, to their death cult, right? It's almost a religious ritual to them, or some kind of dark demonic religion. But they're like, oh, we got another one, you know. They bring you in and they inject you. Little do they know that person has already had three shots. And they're trying to get some kind of spike protein high or something. Can you call it that? But they get some kind of mental stimulation from this where they think that they're doing so much good, they've become addicted to it. Like, I'm working for the good of society. And they have to have that boost of dopamine or something internally, you know. Their brain produces it when they think they're doing good. And so they become dependent on it. Like, they have no self-image whatsoever. They go home, their life is meaningless. You know, they're the ones watching CNN or whatever kind of cult programming. Their lives are meaningless. The only thing that gives meaning to their life is getting another needle in the arm with the spike protein. And that makes them feel important. Oh, we are the smart people. We are the good people. We are the ones holding society together. And then they can also condemn others. Oh, you filthy unvaccinated people, right? Oh, you filthy non-mask wearers. And then they can police people. Put on your mask. You take the vaccine. Right? So suddenly they have purpose, you know? Like a COVID Nazi whose life was meaningless before because they had no purpose. Now suddenly they are enforcers. And they are the true believers. They carry the torch of the vaccine and spread it to others. And of course, sadly, they don't realize this, but they're also the future vaccine zombies. These are the ones who will be first into vaccine zombiehood. Or would that be zombiehood or zombiedom? Zombiedom. Like, they're at the front of the line, you know?